This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and silliness to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes it across the ocean.
I'm going to run across the ocean right now.
It's skeptical, it's some bullshit, and there is no welcome mat. Today is our silly show. You're listening to this on Thursday, which would be the 14th,
The 14th, 7 days from now.
We're recording this on the 7th, and Cecil, I got to tell you, I just want to set this aside. I love this part of our new program.
I do too.
This part brings an irrepressible adolescent joy to me, even finding the stories. Haley she's on a complete news moratorium. She's not watching any of it. She's a fucking boycotting anything serious because she just can't do it right now. But she will find these stories for me sometimes.
Nice.
She'll be like, I saw this crazy shit. It'd be great for your silly news show. And she'll send this to me.
Nice.
Because it's just a joy.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking joy.
Yeah.
I love it.
This one in particular, where the person is like, got a fucking hamster ball and they're trying to run across the ocean.
This story comes from the Miami New Times. Florida extreme athletes transatlantic hamster wheel expedition thwarted by Coast Guard. Guys, not for the first time. Not for the first time. More than one time.
There's been more than one transatlantic hamster wheel expedition thwarted by the Coast Guard, Tom.
Why, from this one guy. This guy keeps building fucking hamster wheels.
Feels like a Mad Lib. It genuinely feels like a Mad Lib. It feels like there was a lot of adjectives in front of something.
Let's play Mad Libs.
Okay.
All right, Cecil. I'm going to need the name of, an animal.
Okay.
And a shape. And a U.S. agency. can you give me?
Sure. A porcupine triangle, Department of Justice.
Florida extreme athletes transatlantic porcupine wheel porcupine expedition thwarted by Department of Justice.
It's just as believable.
It's not more nonsensical.
It's just as believable.
It's not more nonsensical. I love believable. It. I fucking love it, Cecil.
Oh, super good, dude.
Cecil, let him go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you see him in this thing? Did you watch the video?
I didn't watch the video, no.
So,
you know me.
Look at this guy.
This is day one.
He looks good, by the way. Day one.
Last night, to stay here, Atlantic Ocean.
Ugh.
I want to show you what's going on in the hydropod. So this is my fishing gear. This for survival jacket is here. You can see this is the Link Solar.
So I don't understand. Wouldn't it just sit there? Like, how does it roll?
He's got a run in it.
But I know, but like.
And then it's got like little like ruttery things.
How fast possibly go?
He wants to, guys, he wants to go from Miami to London.
You couldn't get across a bathtub in that. Are you kidding me?
What do you think this fucking machine tops out at?
If you put this in a pool, you could swim circles around it before it got to the other side.
All you have to do is be in front of it and go.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let him go. The
that
Coast Guard
100% full of coke. There's no way. There is no way.
This guy must be 100% full of coke.
He wants to run across the ocean.
The Coast Guard is like, look, this is aggressively dangerous.
This is super unsafe. We're not allowing you to do this.
And every time they confront this guy, he's just like, look, I'll kill myself if you don't let me do it.
They literally held knives to his own throat or whatever for hours because they said, we're going to board and take you out of there. He said, no, you won't. And he held a knife to his own throat.
This is why the Coast Guard is, to a person, populated with better people than me, right? Because if somebody's like, I'll kill myself if you don't let me kill myself, I'd be like, you know what, bro? Have the fuck out.